Expo Up for Discussion. I'm your host, Sarah Sewell, and today we're shining a light on one of our most inspiring, empowering events, the Uniquely 21 Fashion Show. The event is scheduled for January 30th, 2026, and we hope to see you all there. You can actually start buying tickets live on our website at dsaco.org. This event is more than just a runway. It's a celebration of confidence, inclusion, and individuality, where our self-advocates get to strut their stuff and show the world that style truly has no limits. Joining me today is someone very special. She's one of our board members recently that just joined the Dasco family, and one key person who helps bring the Uniquely 21 Fashion Show to life each year. We'll talk a little bit about the history of the show, how it's grown, and what goes into planning such a meaningful celebration. Amy, we're so happy to have you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thanks so much. I'm excited to be here.
I know. And the fashion show, I know, is one event that's very near and dear to your heart. So
yes, I love it.
Just tell me a little bit about how you kind of got started with the show.
So I think my first show was 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I think this past year was my third year to go.
Yes.
And my good friend, Kathy Trout, yeah, who was a roommate in college, her daughter has Down syndrome, and she's actually at OU, our alma mater,
yeah,
now too. And Kathy invited a group of us that are still friends from college to the fashion show. Mm-hmm. And it really was just so eye-opening and wonderful. And it's such a fabulous event. I have gone to so many nonprofit fundraisers over the years, and this is probably at the top of my list.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely at the top of mine. And I know that you guys, you know, brought a lot of enthusiasm, and we really appreciate you all being there. To kind of give you a little history about the fashion show, one of the reasons we started it was really to shine a light on the adults. And I wanted the event to really be more about the self-advocates and highlighting their abilities and, you know, just seeing them on a runway. And just imagine, you know, as a parent, you know, we're told so many things your kids can't do or will never
right,
be able to do.
Right.
And then to say, you know, your kid's going to be on a runway.
Right.
And in front of, you know, 600 plus people. Which it didn't start out that way. In the beginning, we had it in a little auditorium at one of the Edmond High Schools because it was during COVID. And we, at that time, we did have a designer that designed all the garments, and that was pretty incredible. But
yeah,
we kind of had to shift gears a little bit, which pivoting sometimes is always fun, and it gives us a chance to be creative and kind of be more out in the community. But, you know, it really started out, we had it at this small little venue at the high school, and everybody was like, wow, Sarah, these kids are really amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They don't understand until they see it for themselves.
No, and I tell everybody, your face will hurt,
yeah,
from smiling and laughing or maybe even crying so much. With
yep,
such excitement. And I mean, as you know, we've had them do cartwheels and backbends and hoverboards and,
right,
you know, flips and jumps and all kinds of things, which I've had parents say, I don't think that, you know, he or she will go out on the runway. And I was like, well, just wait, because they
yeah,
probably will. And then they surprise us every time. Mm-hmm. And I really think it's just they know, this is about me, and I'm going to
exactly,
show everybody in the world what I can do. And that's why I think it's so genuine and so much fun and really puts a huge light on our community for sure. And that's what's probably so inspiring to me. But to see it kind of evolve over the last 4 years to what it is today, I mean, it just keeps growing. And then we realized, you know, we could turn this into a fundraising activity. And, of course, it helps support all of our self-advocate programs. And then we've added, you know, silent auction items and live silent auction and then live auction items as well. But what's your favorite part about the show?
Well, there are so many. I love seeing the kids up there, just like you said, doing a back bend or a cartwheel or a dance. Probably my favorite part, though, is towards the end when one of the kids gets accepted to OU or OSU's programs. And, you know, last year, as you know, my friend's daughter, Addie Trout, got accepted into to OU. And Coach Switzer was there. Yes. And we had Top Dog and some of the Roughnecks. And they all presented Addie with her acceptance letter. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there was a dry eye in the place. And it was just so special. And just, you know, the kids having the courage and competence to get up there and do that, I think it's, they feel the love from the audience. And I think that that is encouraging to them.
Yeah.
Because you as an audience member feel all that love and enthusiasm for those kids. Mm-hmm. And you want them to have fun and to build confidence, which is exactly what happens. Mm-hmm. They think maybe they can't go out there and do it. And then I think they feel all the love and support from the community that DASCO's helped build. Mm-hmm. And they just shine. Mm-hmm. And it's so exciting to see when they realize their own potential that they might not have realized that they were going to be able to get up there. I don't know that I would want to get up there and walk the runway in front of 600.
I mean, I'm fine talking about them from the podium, but not getting up there. But they do. They just have full of confidence I have never seen in anyone else.
And, exactly.
And I'll share with you, you know, I've had several moms, young moms, that come to the event or have been part of the show that are like, Sarah, this really is for us, you know, to see what potential that our kids can be and will be and, you know, just bringing that to light. And, of course, lots of tears with that kind of comment. They're just like, this is really for us to see. You know, so many times, you know, we're told by doctors that our kids, you know, have lots of health issues. And you think, okay, this poor little baby that's had open heart surgery, are they going to be able to be out on the runway someday? And then when you see them, it's just like, oh my gosh, we've come so far. I think that's maybe the underlying message of the fashion show is this is how far we've come. And these individuals are well worth, you know, the celebration for sure.
Absolutely.
And we kind of twisted your arm to join the committee, too, to help plan everything. Yeah. And
which I love.
With new ideas.
Which I love. I don't know that I've brought anything too new. But it's, you know, you just feel so inspired by the event. And another thing I really like about the event is the fact that we pair the kids who are walking with local high schoolers, a lot of volunteers. And these high school kids are getting to see and meet. Maybe they've never been around a child with Down syndrome. A lot of their schools may not have anybody, especially some of the smaller private schools. Right. I know the school that my daughter went to, there was not a Down syndrome child. Yeah. And so knowing Addie was her only exposure, and then when she volunteered and helped, and it's just such an eye-opening experience for these young people. And I think when you start educating them about the capabilities of these children, and you're teaching them at a young age, it just makes all the difference.
And I love it because the actual, you know, our audience is not the same audience for our other events. It's like totally different. And our volunteers are totally different as well.
Yes.
And I think that too, kind of, we're pulling from a whole different community within, you know, Oklahoma. And I think that's really special too. And but as you know, there's a lot of details that go into putting it on and
exactly. What items we're going to have for the auction, and what kind of food and drink and music and everything.
What videos we're going to play. And I put together the whole script and the program part to say, you know, figure out what we're going to talk about each individual. We do pull from their applications, but even the model selection, which is hard, isn't it, Amy?
Yes.
I mean, this year we were like, who do we tell no to? Because we're at that point now where we have to turn some away because we only take 21 adults and the five small ones, the littles, as we call them. And it's getting pretty competitive.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. But it's such a fun event.
Yeah.
And like you said, the parents are so proud. And I think we all feel pride watching these kids get up there. I don't have a child in the fashion show, but I just feel such a sense of Pride. Mm-hmm. It's just an amazing event. I love all of our events. You know, I got to go to the festival this year, but something about the fashion show, and, you know, so many thanks to the Criterion for letting us have that venue for free. Just the outpouring of love and support for the event is just overwhelming, and I love that.
We have a there's a lot of moving parts, and we definitely could not do it without our volunteers.
Right.
I think for the day of, we have about 50 to 60 volunteers just to help us with setting up. And putting all the things in place and making those balloon arches and figuring out which way everybody's going to walk and what direction and how they're going to pose and stand and, you know, all those things. And it does take a little bit more time because we don't want our individuals to feel scared up there. And if they do need extra support, then we've got to make sure that they have an extra agent for their stagehand and somebody behind the scenes to make sure they're, you know, in place and they haven't lost a clippy or they need a safety pin somewhere because some malfunction. There's always some behind the scenes story. But I think what's so great is how backstage, how excited they are.
Oh.
You know, they really know, like, this is their show.
Yes.
And I tell them, like, this is all about you. You all put it all out there. But the support that we get from the volunteers to ensure that they are felt that way.
Right.
And they really, really do. But, you know, we try to feed the models before the show and provide them with, you know, Chick-fil-A or some kind of snack lunch. And then, of course, figuring out the food for our VIP dinner. And that has increased. You know, we started out and we were only doing about 60 people for that. And now we're up to almost 200 in our VIP tickets. So that's really
incredible.
Increased. Everybody wants the front row for sure.
Oh, absolutely. That's the only place to sit.
I know. I mean, they're like, can I get it on this side? And now we're getting where people are requesting certain seating spaces, which is awesome. And, you know, we try to meet everyone's request there. But I always like to see the photos from the fashion show. And listener out there, I think Addie can post some videos and photos. But if you look at the audience's faces in the background, I mean, everybody is just full-fledged smile, laughing out loud, or whatever it is. But and then, you know, we have our boutique sponsors that come and set up vendors so you can come and shop. What better way to come and shop at the fashion show?
And the local boutiques who are so generous, the people who donate the outfits for our models to wear.
Yeah.
Just such appreciation that we have for everyone who helps with this.
Yeah, and so if anybody out there wants to be, we're looking for boutique sponsors this year.
Yes.
So we need a few more, especially for our men garments. But other than that, we, you know, we're ticking away trying to figure out what live auctions we're going to have. We won't tell you all those just yet. But we do have some things from B.C. Clark Jewelry and
Fabulous.
James Avery. And I think Diamonds Direct will be making an appearance back. Last year, you know, they gave out the diamond bracelet and
That
was exciting. And, you know, just some fun little things. We'll probably have a few trips. We won't announce what those are until a little later. And we're hoping maybe to have some celebrity guests that will join us that we'll have to come to the show to figure those out. But I wanted to just let our listener know about we have different sponsorship levels that we have for the show. And we have our presenting sponsor at $10,000, our runway sponsor at $5,000, our fashion house sponsor at $3,000, a style sponsor at $1,500. And then if you want to sponsor a model, which that's always nice because it helps pay for their garments, that's at $500. But for the most part, you know, this is a fundraiser to support all our programs and activities, and you know, that's what it's mainly for. But gosh, we get to celebrate some amazing human beings too.
Yes, and you do such a great job, and this is such a good hub for families with kids with Downs, or you know, the kids learning life skills, Kylie's Kitchen, and different things like that. And that takes money. But I love how this organization, it's so hands-on, and you're working with the families and the kids on a daily basis. There are families who get that diagnosis, and, you know, you're pregnant, and it's probably not what you want to hear, and it's scary. And you guys all, it's like they know where to come. Uh-huh. They have a place where their kids are welcome, where they're welcome, and they're welcome with open arms.
Absolutely.
And you're like, you're not going to be doing this journey alone. Mm-hmm. We're all here for you. Mm-hmm. And that's just so evident at the fashion show, I think.
Yeah, I tell the new parents, like, just come to the fashion show. That will really kind of open your eyes to
Absolutely.
What our community is like, how much support you're going to get. Because it really is everybody cheering everybody on. Like,
right.
I've been told this is the best ticket and entertainment in Oklahoma City, and
right.
everybody should come out and see it. And I think it truly is. And, you know, what better way than to, you know, celebrate people with Down syndrome and, you know,
yes.
have some good food and drink tickets are there. And, you know, the Criterion, we're blessed that they are, you know, so generous and help us out and provide great staffing support. And we can't really do it without all of those people for sure. But because it does take a lot of time and money to put something like this
Absolutely.
On. But this isn't something that's ever going to go away. Like, it's here to stay.
I know. Yeah, I
I hope
it.
In 20 years we're celebrating the 21st fashion show and starting back. Oh, remember when it started in the auditorium
right.
of one of the high schools? And
well,
then we
and
can
it's
talk
so,
about that.
It's so eye-opening, too. And, you know, like I said, one of my favorite parts is at the end where they... The kids get to know if they are accepted
yes.
in one of the college programs. Growing up, I would have never thought that we would have programs like that
right.
in colleges. And so it's nice for these parents to see
mm-hmm.
the potential that is out there and the resources.
And our community supporters. I mean, I've had sponsors that said, we had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And how can we get more involved? Or, you know, what can we do to support this initiative
right.
and how amazing that is? And I'm like, well, hire them. Like,
right.
that's the next step.
Right.
Like,
right.
they're going to go to college and then, you know, give them a job. So it really kind of all works hand in hand for sure. And I it's one of my favorite events. It totally is. And I just think that because it brings such the family connection together and the community connection and the business connection as well.
Right.
And then just overall fun, great entertainment. And, it, you know, it's just a fun night. But
it's just, it's all about the kids, and there's nothing else. I mean, it is all about them,
mm-hmm.
and that's another reason I really love it.
I think about 4 years ago when I came in the office and said, hey, let's have a fashion show, the staff were like, yes, like, why haven't we thought of this before?
It's a great idea.
How would we do that? And I said, well, the self-advocates are going to be in charge of this. It's going to be mm-hmm. all about them for our adults. And they were like, well, how would we put that together? I don't know, because never
we'll
done a fashion show, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And I think we have. And, you know, we have such, Ashley Robinson, such a great MC for us.
She's fabulous.
And she does a really good job. And this year we kind of have a duel coming with us. I won't announce it yet, but we do
really?
Have a special MC that's going to be with Ashley this year. And I'm really excited that she's going to join us. And then, of course, it's just fun to celebrate. But we're also going to have some of our moms and dads speak.
Great.
And talk a little bit about their journey and share a little bit about how Dasco supported them. But also just, you know, this is what it's like. This is the reality. And this is
right.
I just want to tell the world, you know, about my son or daughter. So I think that will be pretty uplifting and great to see. And of course, we've talked about, you know, how to incorporate our alumni models. So I think we're thinking about having a popcorn stand and doing
great.
Something fun there.
I guess I missed a lot
yeah.
at the last meeting.
And seeing what they can do. And,
I love
that. You know, try to really turn it into a real, like, show. And I don't know, we've got some tricks up our sleeves for sure and some exciting things to announce soon. So we just keep
yeah.
upping the bar a little bit each year. So hopefully this year we'll meet everybody's expectation. But so many people have said, like, Sarah, we were the first one, and each year it just keeps getting better
it does.
And better and better. So we got to keep that momentum right. going for sure.
I can't believe the first one wasn't even a fundraiser. It was just for
It was when we were Edmund North Balto Week.
Okay.
And we couldn't do anything because of COVID. They couldn't have any of their events and activities.
Okay,
and I said,
right.
well, we were going to have this fashion show. And they were like, great. And, of course, the students, you know, took it and ran with it. And we had
That's
designers.
Great.
They did, you know, and the students or the participants came out. And, of course, they wouldn't relinquish the mic from the students. So some of our participants kind of got
took over.
They did. They told their whole story.
Oh.
But it was so much fun and so it was just everybody was laughing, they were crying, and
yeah.
it was just amazing. And I think we had 100 people show up, if that. You know, it was COVID time, so we really couldn't do a whole lot. And then I was like, okay, we're going to move this the next year, and we had it at the Criterion. We had tables and dinner out for everybody, and
right.
we realized like that wasn't really how a runway show should go, so we decided to really make it like a real fashion
it's
show.
It's like a real fashion show.
And we've had to extend the runway a little longer. I kind of made that executive decision because I wanted him to be out a little further for everybody to see him. So we've extended it out a little bit. And of course, you know, just logistics like that, like we've had to make sure that there's accessibility ramps, and also some of our individuals, participants have, you know, depth issues, so heights are kind of hard. So we're like, you can do it. We're going to have someone on each side of you. So we've had to make some adjustments. That's why we practice with them over and over and get them adjusted to it. But
what confidence it builds in them.
Absolutely.
To start out, and maybe they can't do it, and then by the end mm-hmm. of all the practice, and they get up there and do that, and that's what builds
yes.
that self-confidence.
One of the self-advocates that was in the show the first year, she's really scared of heights. She's like, I just don't know if I can do it, Miss Sarah. And I was like, okay, well, if you can't, that's okay. We'll put you on the ground and just walk you out that way. And then she got up there, and she said, no, I can't. I'm going.
Yeah.
She saw everybody else doing it and was like, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And she said, but I want one person on each side of me. And I was like, absolutely. And she did. She walked all the way out to the end and did her poses. It was so perfect. And then walked back and, you know, gave me a high five and said, I did it. And so it's just so awesome to see them, you know, shine
That's
like
what
that.
It's about.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, there's, you know, as you know, behind the scenes, there's a lot of details and,
yes, it's a lot of
work. Sometimes, you know, we as the staff get a little caught up in the details and like, hey, let's focus on the kids. This
exactly.
is what it's about, and this is who's important.
As long as they have fun.
Yes.
And I don't know anybody in the audience who doesn't have a great time.
Uh-huh.
We probably do overthink it quite a bit.
Sometimes we do. And there have been a few times when Ashley and I were emceeing together, and of course, sometimes the event just runs itself, and she'll look over at me. I'm like, yeah, we're not going to say that in the script. Let's just move on to part B. And,
right.
And, you know, Ashley's great about, okay, let's come off the stage now because it's somebody else's turn.
Oh, exactly.
So
they get up there.
They don't want to get off the stage.
They don't want to get off.
I know.
And Ashley, wasn't she a former
she was Miss Oklahoma 2021, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So she does such a great job up there. She's not afraid and...
And most of the models
MC.
Know her, so
they
she's able to say,
her.
Hey, come on,
yeah.
let's move on down the road. And this year, we won't announce it just yet, but we have a special person we're going to be honoring.
Right.
So that will be nice, and hopefully we'll get our live painter back again. That's always a huge hit. In fact, you bought the first painting.
I did, and it is hanging.
That scissor tail.
I work at City Hall. Yes, it's the scissor tail flycatcher, and I was like,
it's beautiful.
Our state bird, and what better place than to put it at City Hall in our office.
I know, and when we delivered that to you, I was like, oh my gosh, and saw it hanging. It just looks phenomenal.
I know,
there.
It's great.
Yeah, do people ask about it? Like, who?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I think to, you know, bring
He's so talented.
To showcase that artistry, you know, whether it's...
Well, and he's doing it. He starts with a blank canvas.
Yeah.
And then during the fashion show, and then by the time it's over, you've got a completed piece.
Uh-huh.
Or two. He did two
last year.
Yeah. that my friends were fighting over one of them.
Well, that's good. That's good. I know. I think that's to watch him live doing that. And, you know, he had a daughter who has had Down syndrome. So what a special connection that we've had to make with their family, right, for sure. I think it's just so special to bring out the artistry, whether it's fashion or whether it's, you know, jewelry pieces or,
right,
or anything. And then his artistry as far as his canvases, but just showing off what all the things are we consume and do and how it intertwines us and makes us feel special.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, these kids, they get a new outfit and jewelry and I'm in a bad mood. I want to go shopping.
Exactly.
You know? And yeah, they...
Retail therapy is, yes, great therapy.
And so they get a new outfit that they love. They get to pick it out. And
yeah. And they still do, you know, pick out the outfits to their liking and their textures. And I think that's what's so important is we're not going to put them in something that they feel uncomfortable in.
Exactly.
And I want them to wear something that they feel confident and sure of themselves. And if it's their favorite color's purple, great. Let's find a purple something.
Right.
Or a purple accessory. And I think that's where it gets fun is when we get to add the accessory part to it.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them had the little cute little foam purses last year.
Yes, and they made all of the jewelry.
Yes. Yes, and we had, yes, Hannah Barthouse has been, I'll give her a shout out because Femi Gems has been so great about making jewelry for us. And she'll fit some more of our individuals this year, and that's always fun. Of course, she used to work for us, so whenever I brought the idea, like, hey, let's have a fashion show, she was like, absolutely. Okay. I mean, there was just no question because that's right up her alley. And now she's, you know, a great partner friend with us and would do anything
for us.
And so that's very sweet. And so go buy Feed Me Gems. I will recommend her for sure because she's one of our sweethearts.
Well, and it's fun. I got to go with Addie to shop for her outfit last year, and you know, we tried on maybe 5 or 6 out. And, you know, in some of them, you know, she was like, this is itchy. I don't like this.
Yes.
Or I don't like that color. And she found something that was perfect for her.
Awesome.
And she loved it and she felt beautiful in it. Mm-hmm. And it was just the best time.
And I think everybody, I want to touch base on the outfits because I think in the beginning everybody thought it was going to be like ball gowns and fancy stuff. And we were like, no, we're going to
be whatever.
The kids, whatever they want to wear.
Yeah.
I mean, this is their show.
Yes.
And I want them to feel comfortable in whatever they are wearing.
And they look so great.
They do. And so I think that's what's so important. Like, this is not about you know, the flashy stuff.
Right.
If they want to wear it, that's awesome.
You see their personalities come out in what they pick.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we have our sweet hairdresser and makeup people that just, we have a special little area downstairs where they go and get hair and makeup done beforehand.
So
and they're just treated like a celebrity, which is what is so fun. And those hairdressers are just amazing friends of mine that, you
that's
know,
so nice,
are, volunteer their time. And they're like, every year we're coming back, you know. And I'll go back there and see some of the participants, you know, and they're getting ready. And they're like, Sarah, I'm getting my hair done. They're going to braid it. Or I'm like, I think that's amazing.
Right.
And they can get them to do things. And parents were like, how did you get her hair up? She won't let me touch it. And it's like, when you're in a fashion show and you're a celebrity in the fashion show, you get special hair treatment. But I think that's what's so awesome is just, you know, how they're being treated as far as treated like a celebrity. And they're great. But, yeah, who wouldn't want to get their hair and makeup done?
I know.
I mean, I want a glam team, right?
Exactly. Yeah. When do I get to walk in the fashion show?
Yeah. And I think that just segues into, you know, what's the future hold for us for the fashion show? I don't know. We're just going to keep getting better and better. What do you think?
No, I mean, every year that I've been, it's just gotten better and better. And more and more people, more and more interest in it.
I hope we can give out more more award recognition for universities. Because I hope that increases for us. Because I think that's pretty amazing.
Well, and just the support that we got last year from OU with, you know, Top Dog and Roughnecks there and Coach. It was just amazing.
Oh, yeah. And Coach Switzer was like, Sarah, this is amazing. Like, he had no idea.
He is such a big supporter.
Yeah, he's great.
He is quite a human being.
Yes. A huge shout out to Coach Switzer.
Huge shout out.
And, you know, he just does that to be, it's just in his heart. He's like, I'll do anything for these kids.
And, yeah, like, that's not the only thing that he's done for us.
No.
He has done dinners and all kinds of stuff. I think Addie thinks he's her best friend because he comes to everything that she wants.
Well, he calls Kirsten his girl, so he's like, there's my girl.
Yep.
And doesn't bat an eye. But, yeah, I mean, he's just been a huge supporter of us. And, you know, he hadn't been before, but he was just like, wow, like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's been to a lot of things.
Well, you know, in talking about how that helps build their confidence and everything, you know, when Addie came and to city council and was talking on Down Syndrome Day and just seeing her up there giving a presentation in front of our mayor and city council, it's like, this is huge.
Yes.
This is incredible. Nobody likes public speaking. Mm-hmm. And she got up there and nailed it.
And I think the fashion show really does a lot of that for them.
I do, too.
It's built a lot of, like, oh, I did that. Okay, I can do the next thing.
Exactly.
And that's kind of the trend I've seen with the self-advocates. Like, this is really a teachable moment for everybody. And
I can go to college. Look, she's going to college.
Yes, and that's what we kind of envisioned it to be. And we're just going to keep, you know, building upon those things so that, you know, people see our individuals for the person, not the disability. And hopefully we have, you know, I can say, well, we've outgrown the criterion. We're going to have to move to another venue, which we're
That'll
not
be
too
exciting.
Far away from that for sure. But, but yeah, I'm really excited to see what all we unveil coming up. But
that's going to get better and better.
I sure hope so. But, listeners, we just hope you come and buy tickets because it's an amazing show. And tickets are on sale at dsaco.org. Just click on that Uniquely 21 Fashion Show, and we'll provide the link in this episode. And we still have sponsorships available. Tickets are $50 for like a general admission and $150 for that VIP. So that includes dinner. You also get some drink tickets with it. But it's definitely a show you don't want to miss. So
you want a VIP ticket because you want to be on the front row.
Absolutely.
You want to have the best view.
And Pepperoni Girl will be catering again. So that's
great.
Awesome food. So we like to fill them up with food and come down and you know, enjoy the show. But we've got some goodie bag things for our VIPs this year that's kind of amazing and fun. But just come on out, and you know, even if you don't care about buying an auction item or anything, but you just want a ticket, just come and see the show because it's quite something. And
you won't miss a show after that. Yeah. I promise.
Well, that's what everybody says, and I think that's why we keep growing.
I know.
Well, Amy, thank you so much for joining us and
thanks for
participating on our committee and being a board member. We are just so lucky to have you, and it's clear that your heart, dedication, and creativity make a lasting impact on our community. So we really thank you for that.
Thank you.
So again, listeners, January 30th, 2026, come to our Uniquely 21 Fashion Show, and don't forget to buy your tickets now because they might sell out before we get to that date. So it'll be a great show filled with joy, confidence, and some unforgettable moments for sure.
Yeah.
So again, to learn more, go to dsaco.org/fashion show. And until then, we will see you next time, and keep advocating and keep connecting and keep believing what's possible. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you.